like fire within us, speak until our hearts are stirred. Alleluia, Lord, we sing of the good news that you bring.
The Holy Gospel according to Mark, the 10th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. They came to Jericho, and as Jesus and his disciples and a large crowd were leaving Jericho, Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, a blind beggar, was sitting by the roadside. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout out and say, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." Many sternly ordered him to be quiet, but he cried out even more loudly, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stood still and said, "Call him here." And they called. They called the blind man, saying to him, "Take heart, get up, he is calling you." And so throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. Then Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man said to him, "My teacher, let me see again." Jesus said to him, "Go, your faith has made you well." And immediately he regained his sight and followed him on the way. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Bartimaeus sits outside the walls of Jericho, this city at the bottom of the long climb up to Jerusalem. It's over 3,500 feet of elevation change. Wikipedia says that it is amongst the lowest cities on earth. It lies below sea level. So this is the moment where you really begin to go up to Jerusalem, as the saying goes. And Bartimaeus sits, Mark says, by the roadside. But you could also say he sits beside the way. The early followers of Jesus were known as people of the way. It doesn't refer to a particular road like State Street or Highway 30. Instead, it refers to the way of living that was following Jesus. Beside the way sits Bartimaeus, a now blind man who must beg for a living. He hears the commotion. He asks who it is, and learning it's that Jesus fellow from Galilee, the one who had been stirring up trouble, even as he attracted much attention for his healings and teaching, Bartimaeus cries out, "Son of David, mercy me!" It's a mix of both plea and demand. Mercy me. Jesus, on hearing the commotion, calls the man to him. "What do you want me to do for you?" "Rabbi, teacher, let me see again." And Jesus' response, "Go. Your faith has made you well." And immediately Bartimaeus could see again and follows Jesus on the way. Bartimaeus calls Jesus both Son of God, a term for Messiah, a figure of great power in the Jewish imagination, but he also calls him Rabbi, teacher. Certainly a figure of respect, but one not so infused with all the importance and power of the Messiah. Rabbi, teacher, is one literally in whose footsteps you follow. In Jesus, Bartimaeus finds both Savior and teacher. Bartimaeus knows what he needs. He needs to see again. to leave behind the blindness that has overtaken him. And it is faith, trust in Jesus, that restores that sight. A trust that Jesus will make him see again. A trust enough to leave behind his only possession, his cloak. Trust enough to spring forward into the darkness towards this voice. And then when Bartimaeus can see, he follows Jesus on the way. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see. Martin Luther, over 500 years ago, started a reforming of the church. Because in his reading of Scripture, Luther found that the church had become blind. That while it had once seen and followed the way of Jesus, somewhere along the line in the intervening years, the church had lost its vision. It had been blinded by its privilege. It had been blinded by the reign of the world, losing sight of the way of Jesus, the reign of heaven. And Martin Luther, through his own clearing of his vision, called out to the church so that they too might realize their blindness and follow Jesus on the way. Throughout the Gospel of Mark, the call of Jesus is, "Follow me." A call that pulls us into motion, puts us on the path right behind Jesus, that puts us on the way with him. A way that is not primarily a doctrinal system of beliefs or even the promise of eternal salvation. Rather, it is a way of life in the present. It is a living of the reign of God now. Trusting that living this way brought a life fuller and more abundant than any other. And by enacting Jesus' teachings, Christianity changed and improved the lives of those who followed him and of their communities. The early Christian writer Justin Martyr, writing in the 2nd century CE, put it this way: "We who formerly valued above all things the acquisition of wealth and possessions now bring what we have into a common stock and communicate to everyone in need. We who hated and destroyed one another and on account of their different manners would not live with men of a different tribe, since the coming of Christ, live familiarly with them and pray for our enemies." "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Teacher, let me see again." These might well be our words when we gather each week around word and sacrament. We begin with a cry to Jesus: "Mercy us." It's an acknowledgement that we have become blind to the way in big and small ways. It's an acknowledgement of that. An acknowledgement that we have sinned and hurt ourselves, our neighbors, and our relationship with God. Mercy us. It is both a demand and a statement of faith. Trust that Jesus does indeed love us first and foremost. And we hear the call of Jesus to come near, don't we? A call that comes to us from friends and family. Come and see. Come and worship. Come and hear. And then we sit at the feet of Jesus and submit our simple request, Teacher, let me see again. Wipe away the blindness of this world. Remove the images of power, wealth, prestige that have clouded our vision of the way. Pour again the waters of baptism over me, that it would wash those images from my eyes so that I might see you clearly again. Jesus, Son of David, Son of God, Teacher, Savior, Friend. Do this so that I might see to follow you on the way to loving our neighbors and our enemies, the way to caring for the least of these among us, the hungry, the poor, the sick, those in prison, the way to a life in community with others, where none need worry that they will be without daily bread, that they will lack love and comfort, that they will be alone. There are three who will be in our midst today who will affirm their baptism. Three who have walked with us over the last 14 or 15 years of their lives, and who will step into the promises that their parents made at baptism, claim them for themselves, who will promise to strive, along with us, to follow the way of Jesus, who will add their voice to ours when we cry out, Teacher, let me see again. Friends, Paul writes the truth when he says that now we see dimly, imperfectly, like looking through the wavy glass of old-timey windows. Not always blind per se, but certainly not seeing clearly, a bit like me when I don't have my glasses in. Because we are imperfect in our striving to follow Jesus on the way, to live among God's faithful believers, to hear God's word and share in his supper, to proclaim the good news of God and Jesus Christ through all we say and do, to serve others in the same way Jesus has served us, to strive for justice and peace in all the earth. We all fall short of these goals, and sometimes, when we're particularly blinded by the reign of the world, we ignore or contradict them altogether. We fall short and bring dishonor to the one whose name that we bear, living in a way that does not reflect the way. We are messy and we mess up. We are far from a perfect bunch. But we are a beloved bunch, claimed by God in the waters of baptism, claimed as children of God, loved for who we are, not what we have done. We are a forgiven bunch, for God sees the depth of our sin, knows the breadth of our blindness, and washes us clean in the waters of baptism. Waters we can bathe in each day to be made new again so that we might better love and serve God and our neighbors. And we are a gifted bunch, given unique gifts and abilities by the Holy Spirit, gifts that are of benefit to the community, both this one of faith that is St. John and this community that surrounds us. And we are a bunch that knows from experience that life on the way, life with Jesus, is fuller and more abundant than life any other way. And so we gather each week to cry out to Jesus, mercy us, help us to see again, through your word, through your people, through the waters that remind us of your love for us and that we are yours, through the meal of bread and wine that is in your own flesh and blood given to sustain us in all things. So that at the end of the day, we too can hear the same words that Bartimaeus did. Words of command, invitation, promise, and hope. Go. Your faith has made you well. Amen.